The Big Turnaround. The Big Turnaround. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. People come into my world constantly with all sorts of requests and all sorts of expectations. They think the teachings of the University of Healing are going to perform miracles for them, that the teachings are going to change their whole life and give them a whole new perspective, that the teachings are going to bring happiness, joy, and love, and harmony, and abundance into their world, where, as it may not be there at present. Oh, yes, it's a fascinating experience, because all these people, they come to the University of Healing, and they say, help me, show me the way, show me a miracle that can change my life and change my way. And I say, okay, I'll show you a miracle. Now, what's one of the things that you're troubled with? Well, my neighbor is not very nice to me. My children are not very nice to me. My boss is not very nice to me. I live in a world that's not very nice to me, and I don't like it. But it's all their fault, because I'm being a perfectly good person, and I'm being a perfectly wonderful person, but they don't like me for some reason. And I said, all right, are you able to create a fictional story? Well, sure, anyone can do that. Are you able to create a fictional story? And in that fictional story, can you create each person individually, separately, by themselves, each person singularly liking you? Well, no, not very well. My bosses and my family and my friends. Well, I'm not saying that. Now, we're going to have a fictional story. And we're going to say in this fictional story that you are such a desirable, wonderful, fantastic person that everybody loves you. But it's not the way it is. Okay, let's pretend that it is. Let's just pretend that it is. Now, let's just take a few examples out of your experience there. And let's say that your kids are coming at you and saying, Dad, I don't want to do this. Dad, I don't want to do this. Dad, you can't make me do this. Dad, you can spank me all you like, but I'm not going to do that. Now, that's not a very cooperative and not a very friendly attitude on the part of your children or on the part of yourself, because you're creating that. They're your reflection. But now, leave all that aside and just let's pretend. Let's pretend that your children are loving, cooperative, they respect you, they think that you are the most wonderful dad in the world. They want to do everything you ask because they know that whatever you ask is to their benefit. Whatever you ask is not for you that you want it done, it's for them that you want it done. It's something beautiful and good. Okay, that is fiction. That is fiction in my family. Okay, well, let's play the game. Let's play the game. Now, your children do not want to do the things you ask them to do. You say, okay, John, I'd like you to clean up around the house a little bit. I'd like you to rake the yard and fix the garden. Well, John has shown you and told you, no way. That's not his thing. He's not a gardener. He's not a fixer-upper. He doesn't like that. And so you go out there and you see John fixing up everything and doing everything beautiful, being very cooperative and being very interested in his house, in his land, in his world, and what he's doing. But he's not doing that. Well, just pretend. Just pretend, if he were the ideal son and he was doing that, what would he be doing? What would you be doing? Well, if he were the ideal son and he were doing that, I would be out there helping him. I would be out there working with him. I'd be so proud of him. I'd show him how to do all the things he asked me how to do. And he's always asking me how to do things. He believes that I know all these things, and I do mostly. And what I don't know, I figure out, or else I read a book or find out from somehow. But what I do is I pretend. Yes, that's right. What you do, you pretend. Now, just pretend that John loves to do everything to please you. He loves to do everything to please himself. He loves to make the yard lovely so that when his friends come over, they say, "Wow, you got a great yard there, John. You have a great garden, John." And John says, "Yes, that's my garden and my yard, and I love it." "John, you do this all by yourself?" "Oh, my dad helps me once in a while. My sisters help me once in a while. Mom gets out there once in a while. But it's my job. It's my responsibility." "Wow, John. Your dad must have a lot of confidence in you to allow you to do that. Your dad must have a lot of confidence in you to know that you're going to maintain the yard in such beautiful form, that you're going to do everything good and beautiful." "Well, yeah, I guess my dad would have confidence in me on that. I guess my dad would have this." Now, that's our fictional story. And the fictional story is great. Now, what's the factual story? The factual story is that Dad does not believe his kids want to do the work around the house. Dad does not believe his kids care about the home. Dad does not believe the kids are going to do a good job when they do any job at all. Dad does not believe in them at all. Well, is that true? Well, is that true? Pretty much so, I guess. Yeah. Okay. So it sounds like Dad might like to change his attitude so that he gets a changed response from his family and from the things he wants done. Now, let's take your boss. You take him. I don't want him. No, let's take your boss. It doesn't matter what boss you have, what job you have, what work you do. It's totally unimportant. Whether you like it or not, that makes nothing to it at all. All that makes to it is, are you the best person available to do the job you're doing? And if you believe that, then you will do the job you're doing with all your heart and all your love and all your being. You will stay late and do work to get it done, whether you get extra time and a half or not for that overtime. It doesn't matter to you. This job is something, it represents you, it represents your thought, it represents who you think you are. "Oh, but I don't want to do that at my job. I'm not motivated to do it." Well, the motivation may not be the paycheck or the job itself, but the motivation could well be that you and your boss have a beautiful relationship. You are a team. You're working together to accomplish the things for the firm and for yourself, and you feel good about it. Well, that looks like it's in a little different light there. Well, it's the same as with your son. When your son started thinking his dad was a wonderful guy and he knew what he was talking about and he wanted to please his dad and he wanted to please himself, but mostly he wanted to please himself, then he started doing everything with love in his heart. You, when you start doing everything with love in your heart toward your boss, oh, come on now. No, really. When you start doing everything with love in your heart toward your job, that not that you love it or you don't love it, but the job is to be done and you have the ability to do it. That's why they hired you. You have the ability to do it. You have the ability to take care of all the details on your job, and you do it wonderfully. And when you start doing it from that point of view, wow, the job is fun. The job is rewarding. The job brings back all sorts of benefits, all sorts of perks that no salary could ever begin to cover, because you like yourself, you like your boss, you like your job, you like everything. When you start doing that, no matter what job it may be a lowly job or a high job, it doesn't make any difference. When you start doing it from that point of view, you feel good about yourself. And your finances, you say they're not too cool. No, not too cool is right, for sure. My God, I got bills and I got things that have to be paid and I don't have the money to do it. All right, now let's play the game with your finances. Let's say that your finances are fantastic right now. Let's say that you have money to accomplish any goal that you want. But I don't. well, we talked about your son and we talked about your boss and your job. Now let's pretend about your finances. Let's see yourself buying those things that are pleasing to you, and you always have enough money. I am independently wealthy. And as you say this, as you put that cause in motion, then you start acting as you are independently wealthy. An independently wealthy person doesn't just go out spending. An independently wealthy person makes choices. And making these choices, he has the ability to fulfill them. And he fulfills them with all his heart and soul and being. And he's so satisfied and so pleased. Now, as you do this with yourself, as I do that with myself, as everyone does that with himself, as each of us see ourselves surrounded by infinite abundance, that we are independently wealthy, we don't need to say how it is to be done, where it is to be done. We just have that attitude. And when we have that attitude, lo and behold, the money seems to be there. It was there all along, but now it seems to be there, and we know it, and we enjoy it. And we begin to live in the feeling of abundance, in the feeling of being independently wealthy, in the feeling of joy. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. It's time to turn around from the being a failure to being a success, from having problems to having solutions, from having poverty to having wealth, from having lack of respect to having respect, all which started first in me, in you. And once it has started first in you and in me, then it is true for the whole world. That's what makes the world go round. That's what makes everything fall into place. And that's what makes us feel we are successful in everything we do. Delight in that now. Know that now. Enjoy that now. And as you do, you'll find that you are a success in everything. You are a father that's respected by your children. You are an employee who is respected by your employer. You are a person who finds delight in your work, who finds delight in your family, who finds delight in all the things that you have in your life. And as you find this delight, all the things you have in your family manifest as yours now in the most beautiful, wonderful, marvelous way. Delight in it, because it's yours already. I love you. I love you. I love you.